Here we are. Special broadcast, the 2024 Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism. And very happy to welcome in the president of the Michigan Association of Convention and Visitors Bureaus, the CEO of Travel Marquette as well, Susan Estler. Susan, nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
You know, we talk about the MACVB. Rarely do I say the whole name, which I just did. But explain to people what that is and why it's so very important, because tourism is so important to Michigan.
Yeah, it's definitely very important for the state of Michigan. And all of us get together with the different convention and visitors bureaus, or more current term is destination marketing or management organization. And so we meet on a fairly regular basis, and we have a wonderful website that you can find out about the different areas to go. It's absolutely wonderful organization, and I'm really proud to be the president.
And what is the website?
Shoot, I don't know.
Okay. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I know.
The MACVB website, if you Google it, it's going to come up.
Yes, definitely.
See,
I should have been better prepared.
No, we're all used to this doggone Google. We're all used to it.
Google dependent.
Yeah, we are Google dependent, and that's okay. That's fine. So we have heard around our neck of the woods, we've believed in, for example, the Pure Michigan, the whole idea of Pure Michigan and the beautiful commercials we ran on our radio station and helped support Travel Michigan, and we continue to do that. Used to do that with Dave Lorenz. Dave Lorenz still does a travel show on WJR. We know how important tourism is to the great state of Michigan. Do all of our folks in Lansing, our legislators and such, do they know?
Well, some have more information than others. Some are more involved with tourism. It just depends on the perspective that each area has. As a matter of fact, this past year, past few months, I've actually been calling each of the CVBs and talking to the CEOs or directors to get a better understanding of the type of challenges they might have, and also the wonderful things that they have going on in the area.
Well, visitmichigan.org. Thank you, Ava. Well done. See, she's paying attention. She knew we were both struggling. Oh, what is it? Yeah, visitmichigan.org. Okay, that's excellent. So we know how important tourism is to our great state. And there are arguments because politics becomes involved in everything. I take it all out. I know how great it is to be able to tell people about the great state of Michigan and our individual cities and states. It just is. No one has to prove that to me. I just know it is. And being a Michigander or a Michiganian, I'm old enough to have been called both, and I was born and raised here. I just want to keep promoting tourism because it's so important. And I want to hear, since I know the big job is the current president of the MACVB, Michigan Association of Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I know you feel honor-bound to talk about that in that position, but I want to hear about Marquette.
Okay.
Because you are the CEO of Travel Marquette, and I don't think Marquette gets enough attention.
Well, thank you very much. Marquette is a lovely city. We're known as the Queen City in the Upper Peninsula, and so we're kind of right in the middle of the Upper Peninsula. We're the largest city within the UP, and also the largest county within the state.
I've been there, and I've enjoyed it.
Well, good. You'll have to come back and visit.
Well, we'll do that. What do you have going on now, and how do people find out and follow what's going on in Marquette?
Well, we have a website, and I do remember that. It's travelmarquette.com.
All right.
And you can go on there. Right now, it's a little bit slow because of no snow and the mud season. So there's not as much going on during this time, but it is lovely to go up and walk along the Lake Superior, grab your bike, and go for a bike on the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, which is gravel and paved trail. And so there's always something wonderful to do during this time.
Clean, crisp air.
Yes, definitely. As a matter of fact, I did not bring the appropriate clothing down here to Kalamazoo because I was expecting it to be a little cooler. So it's actually lovely here in Kalamazoo.
Now, you didn't have a shortage of snow in Marquette, did you?
Why, yes, we did.
It was even there? Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, the UP 200 was canceled, and it was just a shortfall of snow. We just recently had a snowfall, but the city of Marquette had no snow. It was more up in the higher elevations in Negaunee and Ishpeming.
So you have to do some kind of dancing then, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's one of the things that we've been looking at doing is diversifying our offerings, talking about arts and culture, some indoor events as well, and just diversifying our offerings so that we're not totally dependent on outdoor recreation. It's a fabulous place to recreate, but there are also a lot of wonderful things to do.
Are you from Marquette originally?
I am not. I'm originally from New Jersey.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, yes.
I guess my question would have to be then, what exit? I mean, that's what they always say about...
I don't know. They changed the exit since I moved.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I was down in Florida for a long time in Bradenton, Sarasota area, and then I was in Panama City Beach. And then
you found your way to Marquette. That's
actually
a switcheroo.
Via Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my.
So I like Quentin Messer Jr. has said in his discussion this morning, he mentioned that you choose to be here, and he's chosen to be here, and I have as well.
And we're lucky to have him, and I'm going to guess we're lucky to have you as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So we know now, travelmarquette.com. For the bigger picture, as the current president of the Michigan Association of Convention and Visitors Bureau, that's what you always hear, MACVB, you go to visitmichigan.org, visitmichigan.org. And I hope that along the way, everybody in Lansing understands how important tourism is to this great state. They get into arguments about how much it really means. I'm telling you, it means a lot. And I'm telling you, too, that we see people coming here and loving this great state, and we have to take advantage of that.
Well, we are the first opportunity for people to come here and enjoy the area.
Absolutely. So what will your duties be here today?
Well, I am doing a lot of speaking, introductions, that type of thing. I was up early doing some interviews, too. So.
If you have a theme that you want to get across in your position as president, what would that theme be?
I think just the diversity of the state and the diversity of the offerings. We have fantastic urban environments that people can go to, first-class restaurants, museums, sporting events, and then you can just cross over the bridge or even within the Lower Peninsula and enjoy that too.
All right. Do you have enough clothing now for the warmer temperatures here?
I do. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Well, very nice meeting you. Best of luck with everything in this extremely important 2024 Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism. The boss, the current president of the MACVB, Susan Estler. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
And we want to keep hearing about Travel Marquette, travelmarquette.com, and we'll do that. And visitmichigan.org. Thanks much.
Thank you.
We continue in this special edition of Focus with Paul W. Smith. We're live in Kalamazoo Zoo Zoo for this, the 2024 Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism. Stay with us. Lots more to come.